Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today's show is about testosterone, the motivator of life. Let's talk about testosterone. First, why don't you define it?
Well, testosterone is a hormone produced by the body. Higher testosterone in males is what makes man a man. If a boy doesn't have high enough testosterone, then he won't develop the male characteristics. But testosterone has a great deal to do with that. It's important in both men and women, but it's in much higher levels in men. And as we age, that does actually decrease oftentimes.
Mm-hmm. And that's when you get into low testosterone, yeah, it affects the health of the individual.
Sure. Right? The testosterone develops the male characteristics. If you have low testosterone, you actually develop breasts. A boy would. You wouldn't develop the facial hair and the hair patterns. Increased muscle mass is a result of testosterone. So all those things that you define a man as a man basically comes from your testosterone.
Now, women have testosterone also.
Very important. Low testosterone in a female will cause an awful lot of problems, causes a lot of the same types of symptoms that occur in the male. It's just not as important.
Mm-hmm. So what are the symptoms of low testosterone?
Well, testosterone has a lot to do with not only, of course, sexual desires. So a low libido would be a symptom of low testosterone. Erectile dysfunction would also be one of the symptoms of low testosterone. Matter of fact, a good way to, that's very accurate, mm-hmm. on a male for just evaluation of your testosterone level. There can be other causes of erectile dysfunction, but a good one just for a male is thinking about holding out your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you are...
Oh, I've seen this before.
The hand, right?
Uh-huh.
If you look at, you know, if you've got really low testosterone, it's probably, you know, and you've got the thumb up,
mm-hmm.
a low testosterone is going to be the little finger,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then you've got the ring finger is a little bit lower. The middle finger, where it's going straight out, mm-hmm. That's not great testosterone. The pointer finger, and then if you've got good testosterone, it's the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice, easy way of evaluating where your testosterone level is by the angle of your erection. So holding
not
out your
mine.
Hand. Right, right. But some man's. That's a good indicator of how well your testosterone is.
Now, can even just fatigue in a male mean low testosterone, possibly?
Yes. Fatigue, of course, is a big thing. One of the things that a lot of men say that have low testosterone, it's hard to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to be motivated in work. A lot of men come in and want their testosterone because they're professionals. Mm-hmm. I've had lawyers, businessmen, firefighters, preachers. I say, they just don't have the motivation. And motivation in life is directly related to your testosterone level.
Interesting.
So, you know, if you're just not motivated, you're not quite there. As one gentleman described it, he felt glum.
Glum. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you're just not. Mm-hmm. Cognitive ability. There's a very direct relationship on testosterone levels. Men with lower testosterone actually lose their way. You know, like you have mazes.
Uh-huh.
And there was a very interesting study that was done on men with high testosterone and men with low testosterone. And men with low testosterone could not find their way through the maze, where the higher the testosterone level was, the quicker they made it through the maze.
And that's cognitive.
Cognitive ability, spatial understanding.
Mm-hmm.
If your husband is having trouble with directions, mm-hmm. getting where he needs to be.
Uh-huh.
that's a
I'm
low
gonna
testosterone.
Say they're becoming like a woman. That's not what I'm saying.
So, you know, there's that aspect. There are a lot of health issues that occur,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the low testosterone also starts to occur. If you're looking at just symptoms that people are looking for, you know, it's just the fatigue, loss of drive, mental confusion, loss of muscle mass. Weight gain is a symptom of low testosterone. It's just like, you know, no matter what I do, I can't seem to lose the weight. Testosterone has a huge effect on making muscle. As a matter of fact, you can actually see, even by not exercising, if you increase the testosterone level, all of a sudden the muscle mass comes in. It's just like when I was young, it didn't matter what I ate. Mm-hmm. You know, I would keep that lean figure. Getting that punch in the middle. You know how the stomach kind of goes out on guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of low testosterone. Low testosterone will cause men to put on weight in the middle area.
Like a beer belly.
Yeah, like a beer belly. You know, the bigger the gut. Also, irritability. If you have irritability, depression, all those things are a result of testosterone. If you're kind of happy, testosterone is kind of a happy gland. You know, it's that happy hormone.
Uh-huh.
Guys who have the high testosterone are usually happy. That might have something to do with the position of the
erection. You can say it.
So, you know, those things are all involved. So all those are kind of signs that something's not quite right. And it can be testosterone.
You can see it in men, you know. You can see that they're, I like what you said here, testosterone, the motivator of life.
They're struggling because they're sitting there saying, I'm trying to get that motivation, I'm trying to get that drive,
yeah.
You know, I'm trying to self-will it, but it's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be the low testosterone.
What percentage of men have low testosterone?
The estimates from the studies that they've been able to do is about 25% of men.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the younger you are, the average greater level of testosterone. There is a natural decline. But if you're looking at age group, mm-hmm. you know, there's a certain level that you should be at, you know, between 20 and 30, 30 and 40, 40 and 50. And we would expect some decline as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But it's running about all the way through from, you know, from their 20s all the way up until their 90s. About 25% of the men would be classified of having low testosterone.
So what are the health risks of having low testosterone?
It's actually pretty high. Mm-hmm. If you have low testosterone, you have a greater risk of having prostate cancer. Of course, if you have prostate cancer, you shouldn't be taking testosterone. But testosterone is actually a preventative for prostate cancer. Bone strength, it prevents osteoporosis. So the strength of the bones, you have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
You also have a higher risk of weight gain. You have a higher risk of all the different types of Alzheimer's, depression, dementia.
Dementia.
All those different types
you
of things.
Forgetting.
Yeah, I was forgetting that, you know. What was that called? You know, it's something where you forget. It's something where you forget stuff. Dementia. So all those different types of things start to occur. So there are some definite health risks for having low testosterone.
Yeah, I don't think people realize. I didn't realize that there's so much connected with testosterone.
Certainly.
Except sex drive. That's, you know, I think that's where people go.
Of course. Well, and that's a very important part. And that's one of the things that we ask in our questionnaire is, you know, how's your libido level? Because that's one of the first things that goes as your health starts to decrease is a loss of sex drive. High sex drive is usually an indication of being healthy.
Mm-hmm. So how do you check at the Prather practice for low testosterone?
Blood work. Of course, you know, doing the questionnaire, and then we get an idea that that's actually going on. But it's a very simple type of a blood test, and you can know exactly whether someone is a candidate for getting their testosterone level back up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at that, and it's pretty clear.
Do you do that blood work screening here at the Prather practice?
We do. I always tell my patients that there's two things that you need to have balanced out to make the whole system work. One is the nervous system, and the nervous system actually plays a very big role in your testosterone level. So that's something that we check and get the nervous system back up and working. The other one is the endocrine system, the hormones of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that tell everything else what to do. So if you don't have the endocrine system, the neurological system working correctly, you're not going to have good health. So those are two things that we've really concentrated on in our office, that we feel that we're very good. We have a lot of people who've even gone, I've had patients who've gone to four or five endocrinologists trying to get things balanced out. were unsuccessful. They came into our office, and we were able to not only diagnose what was going on, but then also fix it. Because we have some very, very interesting ways of actually working with the endocrine system that aren't available to the normal type of practice.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about testosterone, the motivator of life. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
The World Health Organization has actually done some definite research. Also, the National Institute of Health has done quite a bit of research on acupuncture with quite a bit of very strong evidence on what it works for and what it doesn't. If we take the digestive area, abdominal pain. I have a lot of people with severe abdominal pain. We can put the needles in. Oftentimes, there's immediate results. Constipation or diarrhea, we can get some changes along those lines. The reflux has some very, very good results on that. Emotionally, I have a lot of people coming in for anxiety or depression. Insomnia, I have had patients who were, who even after the first treatment that night, they actually were able to sleep. One gal said, I haven't slept in a couple of days, you know. Put the needles in, she fell asleep on the table, and she said, wow. Infertility is a very common type of thing with a lot of research on.
We have a lot of people coming in.
Very high success rate for that. But there are very definite points that affect fertility that are very important to know. It's just not that you're going into an acupuncturist, he's randomly putting some needles in. You have to know where those points are, how they're affected, be able to evaluate them, see which ones are off, and how you can actually make an effect on the body to actually increase the fertility rate.
Have you had success with
getting
infertility?
Women pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Right.
No, very definitely. We have a very high success rate with women with infertility. We have several proud moms who are also coming in for after the birth just to help to relax because it helped them so much, one, to get pregnant during the pregnancy, you know, help to control the pain, nausea, all those types of things. And then afterwards, it's a very trying type of time and find that the acupuncture is very helpful at that time. But a very, very good success rate. I'm probably saying it's almost 80%.
Wow.
Which is really, really good. So we're very proud of that and glad to help women in that struggle.
Find out if acupuncture is right for you. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about testosterone, the motivator of life. And Dr. Prather, we went over in the first segment the problems of low testosterone. Can you just real quickly review those?
Sure. You're talking about low testosterone, depression, loss of motivation, low libido, erectile dysfunction, weight gain. Especially in the middle. All those different types of things can occur with low testosterone, low cognitive abilities, and motivation issues.
Yeah, that's interesting. You had mentioned they did some research with a maze, and men with low testosterone had much more of a difficult time getting through the maze.
It was like 100%. And the lower the testosterone, the worse they did. And some just couldn't make it through at all. You know, just could not get through it. it is about 25% of the men out there at their age level.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
That's a quarter of them.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty well established clinically, that about 25%. And of course, you know, as you get older, there's a natural decrease in testosterone. But if you would like to not get older and have the effects of low testosterone, you can actually treat it and increase your
longevity.
In other words, you don't have to necessarily put up with the normal aspects of aging.
Right.
So, you know, we have definitely a tiered type of a testosterone level that you should be experiencing. And if you would really like not to feel like a 60-year-old.
You're more like in your 20s.
Thank you. That's why we have a happy marriage.
Happy, happy, happy. Yeah. I know, I was just thinking, and we were talking to somebody about, and he said, well, I'm pretty healthy. Do I need your care, you know, at the Prather practice?
Sure.
And so many people think they're healthy. You know, they're waiting. I don't have a disease.
Correct.
This is way beyond that. We're looking at prevention, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at being the healthiest you can be.
Sure.
And it's so important, your blood chemistry, to really know what's going on.
Absolutely critical to check and see, because a lot of things are very silent. Many people that come in here are just getting a screen and find out something that if had gone unchecked, could have been life-threatening even. There's a reason why everyone recommends a good, thorough annual screen to make sure that you are keeping up on your health, because we don't really necessarily know.
Who should have this test done, and where do you go from there?
If you have any of those symptoms, low motivation, libido's dropping.
If you're not sure, ask your wife.
Yeah, if you're not thinking quite up to par, you know, you just don't feel that get up and go in your life, then definitely having a testosterone screen would be a great idea. Men who are under a tremendous amount of stress destroys testosterone.
How does it do that?
There is a balance in the system, and there are things called stress hormones. So even as you are producing testosterone, those stress hormones will actually convert it, because it's not a normal type of a system. That, in other words, the pathways that normally produce the testosterone and make it useful are no longer working right, because you're producing on a constant basis hormones that are dealing with fight flight. And then it just absolutely will destroy your testosterone levels. If you're not sleeping well,
you know, right, insomnia,
things like that would certainly be a testosterone killer. Medications. There are an awful lot of medications that actually destroy testosterone, and even a lot of the over-counter, ibuprofen, other different types of things that you might be taking. If you have chronic pain, that actually will lower your testosterone levels too. So all those different types of things can play a role in loss of testosterone. So if you are experiencing or going through different types of aspects of that, that is one of the things that should be checked on.
So what are the treatments here at the Prather practice for low testosterone?
Well, actually, we have quite a few different treatments along those lines. For those that really need some changes quickly, would really like to get on track, we do provide testosterone shots. We also have other different types of ways of working with that. We have herbals. We have supplementation that can raise it up naturally. That takes a little while for those that really want to get going on getting their testosterone level up, make some quick changes. We have the pharmaceuticals that can actually do that. Then we change that and make sure that eventually the body's actually producing itself. But in the meantime, we can get that testosterone up to par to get you back on track in an immediate type of a way.
You said shots.
Tell
us about that.
We actually have testosterone shots that can get you up to par immediately, so that you can start to experience the benefits of that. So if you are below a certain level, because you need a lot of lifestyle types of changes to really get your testosterone back up to, but a lot of times people don't want to do the lifestyle changes because they don't have the motivation. So it's kind of like a catch-22. you know, you need to do these types of things to be able to get your testosterone. You need to get healthy. You need to, you know, start producing mm-hmm. that. But a lot of the things that are actually required for that, you don't have the motivation to do. So we can get the underlying type of issue under control so that then you actually have the energy to get those things actually corrected.
How often are the shots done?
It depends on the person. It could be once a week. It could, you know, depending on their levels, mm-hmm. on exactly what they need. So that's determined by, first off, if they need the shots, or if you could do it naturally, or if you can make lifestyle changes to get it up. Depends on the level. So we judge that according to how low the testosterone is, and the dosage according to where they are with that.
Okay.
But we tell them, and then we give them an idea of about how long that they will need on that, and what types of things need to be done so that their body actually starts to produce their own testosterone. Because, of course, our goal is to always have the body doing its own job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we do differently. We have a lot of thyroid patients in here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go the medical route, the disease care, once you're on thyroid medication, you're always on thyroid medication.
Mm-hmm.
But we in here, in our office, are looking at achieving homeostasis. So we're actually trying to fix the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our patients actually, after a year or so, they no longer need thyroid medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you have to have something to make the correction so that the body is actually functioning. The same way with the testosterone. We will provide the testosterone for you, but what we're looking for is to get you to the position where you're actually producing your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you
That's the goal.
If you are unable to, we can continue that, but we're always trying to get the body into what we consider homeostasis. And many times, though, the body needs some help
mm-hmm.
because it's gone too long. If you had been doing all the things that you were supposed to, you wouldn't need the extra help.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many of us don't.
Right. Right. So are there risks involved with the testosterone treatments you're talking about, the injections?
Yes. As they've done studies, one of the things that you have to watch out for is cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke, heart attacks. We do a very careful screening on that before someone would actually start the testosterone to make sure that that's not a risk factor. They found that for the men who are treated with testosterone, there's about, for about 6% of them,
6%,
there's an increased risk for cardiovascular incidents. So that's one of the things that we screen for. If that is a risk factor, one of the things that we can do is actually treat that problem, see if we can get them healthy enough so that they can then start on the testosterone. But that is always something that needs to be screened for before they would start. And one of the things is that testosterone has recently 460% increase in treatment.
Wow.
So that's why we're doing this radio program, is to let people know that it's something that you need to be careful
mm-hmm.
of. You need to be under a healthcare professional
mm-hmm.
and someone who's actually doing lifestyle types changes also. Mm-hmm. Along with that, as well as the testosterone treatment, and not to take it lightly, because you can get stuff ordered over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a $2.1 billion industry right now.
Yeah, it's just testosterone. Like HCG, you have to...
We're very, very careful with everyone. We have very close supervision on that. Make sure that someone's healthy. And we need to screen for a possible, if you have prostate cancer, you shouldn't be taking testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could kick it off, so you need to be careful along those lines. You also have to watch out because there is an increase in red blood cells, which is good if you're anemic, but the blood can actually become too thick.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be a screening along those lines. So those are some of the risk factors that we take in consideration and make sure that you're in good shape, that we can actually start the testosterone.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about lifestyle changes that are recommended for low testosterone.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Fact of life, you do not want a kidney stone. You may want to fall wiener first in a badger hole, but you do not want a kidney stone. How many people have had a kidney stone?
Oh, quite a few.
How many people have fallen wiener first in a badger hole? See, and the thing only hurts when it moves. You just never knew when it was going to move. I mean, you'd feel great. You'd be talking to people. People are like, Jeff, what are you working on? I'm like, well, I was just out in L.A. filming some more of the American Bible Challenge. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hold my hand. Help me, Jesus. They're like, boy, he takes that show seriously, doesn't he?
Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At the Prather Practice, we recommend three affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in the body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Toolkit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Toolkit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at the Prather Practice by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about testosterone, the motivator of life. Very interesting, Dr. Prather, you're saying the research out there, the statistics, 25% of all men suffer from low testosterone.
For their appropriate age group.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you get older, testosterone naturally decreases.
Right.
So, you know, that has to be taken in consideration. If you're not wanting to really age, your testosterone level is a good indicator of how young you act.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the questions I had is, how does this compare, like, to Viagra?
Yes, when you're talking about Viagra or other drugs along those lines, Cialis, you're talking about blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it actually dilates the arteries. It actually forces the body then to have an erection,
mm-hmm.
whereas testosterone is actually your natural libido. So, there's a definite difference on that. One is working on the circulatory system mm-hmm. and helping with that. There are natural ways to actually accomplish that also, you know, by opening up the circulatory system. But if, you're really interested in your motivation, all the different types of things on that, even the libido levels, The Viagra and the Cialis don't really provide those, whereas mm-hmm. testosterone actually increases your sexual desire as well as your performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different way of approaching
your
overall health. There are quite a few risks with Viagra and Cialis, a lot more.
I watch commercials.
Yeah. Actually, there's a greater amount of risk with the Viagra and Cialis for cardiovascular problems than there is actually with testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Much greater problems.
Well, let's talk about lifestyle changes also. And, you know, we're talking about treatment here at the Prather Practice. And screenings.
And one of the things that's nice because of the increase, like I said, there's a 460% increase in the number of men who are being treated for low testosterone. It's a $2.1 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's occurred is this has brought the price down to a more reasonable level. The more people who use it. I remember, when you were talking about this 15 years ago, men were getting low testosterone treated, checked, and it was like $1,000 a month to have that evaluated and checked. But because of the number of men who are doing it, the price of the check has actually gone down, for the testing, and also the treatment has gone down quite
mm-hmm.
a bit. So, there's a lot of benefits to having something more popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually brought it into a reasonable amount of money and more in reach of most men on the treatment and on the testing.
Well, you said 400%.
460%. You know, and just in the number of men who are doing testosterone. So, you know, it was time to do a radio program. That's something that we looked at mm-hmm. on a regular basis and have for years. With the interest in it, definitely we wanted to do a radio program.
Let's talk about lifestyle changes. What kind of lifestyle changes are recommended for low testosterone?
One of the things that everyone agrees on is that if you are getting testosterone treatments, the real effectiveness on that is that you want this to be something that motivates someone to actually change lifestyle, because mm-hmm. lifestyle changes are absolutely critical. You know, one of the things, as Doc says, you know, well, you need to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And exercise increases your testosterone level.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely no doubt about that. But, you know, if you have no get up and go in
it's
so many different ways.
It's hard to get out there.
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you are now have the testosterone shots or whichever way would works the best for you, then you now have the motivation and the energy to actually go out there and do the exercises. Even if a man had a low testosterone and he went out and did the exercises, he wouldn't see very quick changes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his risk of injury increases, because testosterone will actually give you the. In other words, if you have the testosterone in there, you can make some very quick changes.
Wow.
So the motivation is there with the testosterone, and the results actually occur. So you're getting the much greater benefit of the exercise, but you need to do the exercise
mm-hmm.
along with the testosterone. So we don't want you just coming in here, getting your testosterone shot, and then not making any lifestyle changes.
Right.
You need to have a program of regular exercise to maintain the benefit and to make the changes that are going to be permanent, so that eventually you don't have to have the testosterone.
So it's just like our weight loss program, the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a fast-track program where the HCG helps, and moving that into the lifestyle changes.
Everybody needs some help, and this is a very definite help to get you to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about exercise. What about the importance of diet?
Diet is, again, a very important aspect. You know, if you're not eating correctly, if you're taking in a lot of sugar, carbohydrates, checking to see what types of dietary changes you need to make, not overeating is a very important aspect of keeping your testosterone up. There are foods that help to build testosterone. There are foods that will actually take your testosterone level down.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding what someone's caloric intake should be, what their diet should be like, is an important part with testosterone. One of the things is if you're overweight, if you have too much fat percentage, and for a male, anything over 25% fat will start to tip you and will lower your testosterone level. So if you have a 25% fat percentage, you're obese, and your body is not going to be producing the levels of testosterone you need. So getting your diet under control, reducing your caloric intake, getting more proteins, vegetables, and cutting down on the sugars and simple carbohydrates is a very important part, because those will increase the fat levels, which will increase your estrogen levels, which will drive down your testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So weight loss is an important part. How you eat is absolutely critical.
Estrogen. So are you looking at the balances?
We're also looking at the balance. One of the things we do is we check on the, once we determine that you have a low testosterone, we recommend a much more complete blood test
mm-hmm.
where we actually look at all the different aspects and the balance between the different hormones, so that we know how to implement the changes, make sure that there aren't any contraindications. We have other different types of products that can go along with that to make sure that you aren't converting that testosterone into estrogen, which can occur.
Mm-hmm.
And especially more dangerous and much more likely the higher fat percentage. So not only is this testosterone good for motivation, but it also is important for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want someone to just continue on being overweight and having a poor diet after they start the testosterone. I really need them to change those things too.
Mm-hmm. What about alcohol intake? Does that affect low testosterone?
Yeah, that's one thing I like to tell males. There's a certain level of alcohol that you can take in without affecting it, but if you're drinking too much, that lowers your testosterone level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're taking in over 4 to 5 beers a week, you are fighting against this. It reduces your testosterone level. So,
what about wine?
Wine too. You know, there's a certain level of alcohol that you can take, and it actually improves your health. And that's a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start going into higher levels, you are fighting against us, and you are actually increasing your estrogen dominance, reducing your testosterone.
Fighting against themselves. Yeah,
yeah, you're fighting against yourself. So the amount of alcohol you take in. Also, along with that are other drugs. Marijuana has an effect on your testosterone mm-hmm. level. Certainly all the other drugs, pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm.
Could be playing a role. High blood pressure medicine. There are also problems with some of the heart medicines. Trying to also look at this in a pharmaceutical type of a way is an important aspect
mm-hmm.
of making sure that you maintain your proper testosterone levels.
What about water and hydration?
Very important. One of the things is we get an awful lot of chemicals in our water nowadays. So if you're just drinking tap water, the chlorine, fluorine, the other different types of aspects that they have, because we have a lot of chemicals in our water. When we're doing checking for the parts per million, how much extra stuff besides water in there,
mm-hmm.
we're checking the city water, it's like 650 parts per million. Mm-hmm. You should have your water at 100 parts per million or less than you have just the clean water. So making sure that you have filtered water is an important aspect of this, because you can just be drinking your water and then driving your testosterone levels down.
Mm, wow. What about rest?
If you're not getting your normal amount of sleep, you know, if you're not getting your 8 hours, if you're not sleeping well, also, if you have sleep apnea,
mm-hmm.
All those things are going to drive your testosterone levels down. There are times where we need to do sleep studies, see what's abnormal on that, make sure that you're not experiencing sleep apnea. All those things can affect your testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that, seeing exactly what's going on, making sure that we do a screening along those lines. If you're having difficulty sleeping, we need to change that to get the full benefit of your testosterone levels. And if you're stressed all the time, you're not getting that proper sleep, not going into that stage 4 sleep, then you're not getting the renewal of your endocrine system and your testosterone levels will drop.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, there's probably women out there listening to mm-hmm. the show right now and saying, you know, my husband has some of these symptoms.
Sure.
You know, and women are the gatekeeper a lot of times.
Women are the smart ones.
Thank you.
That's why men live longer when they have a wife.
Uh-huh.
Because wives keep us in line. You're really good at that.
You heard it out there, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Uh-huh.
I need you.
Right. So what would you say to the women out there that know men that are having some of these symptoms?
Help your men out.
Mm-hmm.
Guide them along these lines to make sure that they're taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several wives who brought in their husbands or daughters, brought in their fathers or, you know, sisters, telling their brothers that they need to come in, and got them in, and they were in critical condition, and they were just going to be a man and push through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any help. Everybody does.
I just got to will it, you know.
I just got to will it, you know. Mm-hmm. I just got to buck up and make sure that I can do it. And that's a helpful attitude. You need to have that. But oftentimes we do need help. So if you see your husband or father or brother that needs that, getting them on the right track is going to be important.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health.
Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. So what treatments do you offer that help with stress?
One of the studies that has been done, chiropractic was actually more effective than blood pressure medicine on reducing blood pressure. Why is that? Well, you're reducing the stress off the body. Stress is one of the main reasons that blood pressure goes up. So you're making some huge physiological changes through the chiropractic. Sometimes there isn't actually a whole lot of misalignments that people have. We do some releases on the muscle. There are some blockages and locking up of the sacrum. As you can get that release, then you can actually get a tremendous amount of stress release off of that. So as we get people lined up, people are amazed at how much better they do. People say, wow, you know, I've had the adjustments and my cold and flu went away. Well, what you're doing is you're reducing the amount of stress on the body and all of a sudden you get a change.
What about auricular therapy? I know there's certain points on the ear that help with stress.
Sure.
Specifically. And I know as I'm working with people on the auricular therapy, you just see their breathing change and
absolutely
a lot of them fall asleep and are so relaxed.
Certainly. And auricular therapy is electrical stimulation of ear points. And there are specific points on there for relaxation and anxiety, stress relief. And those are one of the ones that we always hit. But absolutely, what we're doing as we are working with auricular therapy, basically that's our brain therapy. The person who actually made auricular therapy pretty famous was Dr. Norget, a French brain surgeon. And he had actually taken people's skulls off and had actually mapped the brain. And as he was doing that, he also hit points on the ears and found chemical changes, electrical changes in the brain. It's actually mapped and the most proven therapy in the entire world, exactly on its effects. And we use the auricular therapy for the body's perception of itself on how it actually changes. And anything that we think is locked up in the neurochemistry in the brain, that's the treatment that we go to. Addictions are extremely beneficial on that. Any type of mental illness, depression, anxiety, it's extremely effective. And absolutely, one of the things that has been documented is as you are doing auricular therapy, there is a huge shift in the physiology where you actually shift from that parasympathetic fight flight over to a parasympathetic rest and digest.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one way that we can make a dramatic shift on someone.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Don't stop.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, I'm joined today by Jan Fischer, her story and her health journey here at the Prather Practice. What brought you into the Prather Practice?
Well, I had been going to another chiropractor who also was a very good chiropractor, but there were two things in particular that I was looking for. One of them was I really needed to find one that would take our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The other chiropractor does not do insurance. So that was a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And going to your website and seeing that you do take a lot of different kinds of insurance was really, really encouraging to me. And the second really important thing to me was the fact that you don't just do chiropractic. You include nutrition, you do the blood testing, urine testing, the whole thing, to look at the whole person, not just structural things, but that there's a lot of other things going on. The reason I was even looking at the Prather Practice was because I heard the radio program.
Uh-huh.
And you and Dr. Prather were talking about gallbladders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, several months ago, I found myself in emergency because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the emergency doctors there didn't just do heart tests. They recognized that a lot of my symptoms were gallbladder related as well. That began me on this other journey, not just chiropractic, but looking for what I needed to do, because I realized that my gallbladder was connected to nerves that came from my spine.
Correct.
And yeah. for years, I had had this radiating pain in the center of my back, which, because of my family history, I thought was heart-related. I learned that this place where this pain was radiating from was actually sourced in my gallbladder. So when I heard the show about the gallbladder, I was thinking, okay, I'm going there.
Had you been a radio listener for a while, or
no,
did you just tune in?
No, I just happened to turn the radio on.
And we were talking about the gallbladder.
And you were talking about the gallbladder. And that's what piqued my attention was gallbladder. I need to hear this.
Uh-huh.
So I made appointments, came in, and the fact that you have a medical side, I was able to get into the medical side and begin the testing to find out what else was going on in my body, getting set up with the nutritionist who helped steer me in the right direction as far as what supplements will be helpful, which ones will help remove the gallstones. Because thankfully I didn't have to have surgery. I wouldn't have had surgery anyway.
Right.
But, just the fact that I was able to have some hope that I could go a different direction.
So when you first came in, it was focused on the gallbladder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, and so you had some diagnostic tests that were also covered.
Right.
Under insurance,
yes.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. So the focus functionally was on the gallbladder at first?
Yes.
All right. Were there other things that were brought up during that initial evaluation?
I have always been concerned about my slump in my back. And so even though that was not a part of my medical issue that I was going through, it was something that I know is related to future health. My mother is 93 years old and has a very serious dowager hump. And my grandmother had it as well. And my kids, for the last several years, have been telling me, Mom, you need to stand up straight. And I couldn't stand up straight. It was it was like my body just wanted to pull in. And so I've had to work very hard, and that's where the chiropractic part has been very helpful. Not just adjustments, but actually going through the physical therapy and learning those exercises and making myself do them so that I can train these muscles to move where they need to go and not just pull me inward like I felt was happening.
Right.
So it's kind of been a combination of things. And that again, is one of the beautiful things about the work here is it's all in one place.
One-stop
I don't
shop.
Have to go all these different places in order to take care of these things, because I was so confused. And even now I talk to other friends who are concerned about their health, and they say, well, I'm so frustrated because if I go to the doctor, then I have to go to the lab and have all these tests done, and then I have to go back to the doctor, and you know, here it's just all in one place, and you guys move the charts around
and we move around,
you know, it's great. I love it. I look forward to coming, you know.
We just tell you where to go.
Yeah. And I meet so many interesting people here. It's really fun.
And I know we did a pre photo of you and your posture, and then you were just discharged from rehab this week, and the difference is amazing, you know, on your posture, and you've been working at it.
Yes.
It's not something just happens.
I mean, no, you have to work at it, and I know for some people it's really hard to be motivated to do that. I guess because my adult kids are in my life, that they are constantly on me, Mom, stand up straight, you know. At least now I can say, I can stand up straight, uh-huh. You know. I can walk with my head up. It's not like I'm down here,
yeah,
you know, feeling like I'm looking at the ground all the time. So.
And you saw that progression with your mom, you know.
Yes, yes.
And didn't want that mm-hmm. for yourself. Yeah.
Right.
So how has just being involved here at the Prather Practice in your care changed your life?
Well, it's motivated me to be more active mm-hmm. because when I couldn't feel like I was making any progress on my own mm-hmm. at home, I wouldn't exercise. And the girls in the rehab area are very motivating. They mm-hmm. they compete with each other, and and I guess I'm a competitive person. So when they were doing the plank challenge, you know, I want to get down there and I want to do the plank too and see, uh-huh. you know, where I fit with the young girls there.
Good for you.
So it's fun in that regard. And your diathermy machine.
Mm-hmm. That, talk a little bit about that, because that helped you.
Yes.
With the gallbladder.
Yes.
That. I can explain a little bit. It has the two magnets, mm-hmm. and it breaks up any congestion in the body. So you would have that on your, was it your liver and spleen?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And what kind of results did you get from the diathermy?
It's a little hard to describe it. But apparently I had a lot of gallstones, mm-hmm. and with the homeopathic supplements that Robin had given to me, mm-hmm. I'd been taking those for several weeks and then doing the diathermy and also being careful about my diet at
right.
that point in time, too. I 2 days after doing a diathermy treatment, I passed a zillion gallstones.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. I know my body was really mm-hmm. fighting against that, and probably surgery would have been in my near future mm-hmm. had it not been for that amazing machine.
Yeah.
And I've, since then I've done it a couple of other times and have also passed more stones. So
wow. But that was after one time.
That was after one time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was amazing.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, if someone's listening, like you were listening that in that gallbladder show, and they've been thinking about coming in, they might have some health issues or just some preventative, what would you say to them about the Prather Practice?
I think I would say you need to be patient with your body. It's not going to change overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I think being very forthright about what your needs are, what you're feeling, what you're sensing,
mm-hmm.
And being able to talk about it with people.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was also concerned about the financial end of it,
mm-hmm.
but being able to sit down with your financial mm-hmm. director and have him show me exactly what my program was going to look like, what it was going to cost, what probably would be covered by insurance and what would not,
mm-hmm.
Really helped me have some peace of mind about what
great.
I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when Dr. Prather sits down and tells me, you know,
uh-huh.
you have some issues here,
uh-huh.
That's very comforting. You know, it's mm-hmm. not, you don't want to know you have those issues, but at the same time you do.
Right.
And at least knowing what is there makes it easier to begin finding
right,
a way to work on it.
You can't fix it till you know.
Exactly. And we had not been to the doctor for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just do not go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started having, well, the gallbladder thing was like a wake-up call
mm-hmm.
for me that that I needed to find a way to deal with these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been trying, but I just couldn't find the right combination of
right.
people and resources that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And here it makes sense.
Mm.
So I'm just really, really happy that I have found this place.
Oh, we're We are so happy to have you.
Thank you,
Jen, for sharing your story, and I know it'll be helpful to someone that's listening.
I hope so.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.